Remember when we first went to New York? Not when he got booed out of Brooklyn play, but he went to this area of New York where it's all the Hasidic Jews. You know the Jews, you know the Hasidic Jews. You know they all black and they have the long hair, the sides, and he couldn't even win there, and he spent time with them. They spun Drago with gold chalk coins. They did the whole thing. He couldn't even win there. And I love the fact that I was me and Geraldo, as funny as that is, me, Geraldo, and I think the Jeffrey Toon guy, the only three that talked about New York values exactly the way Tom Cruise intended the comment to be. Everybody said, oh, you know, he was just talking about the liberals like Elliot Spitzer. Nobody except for us said, wait a minute, time out, stupid. How does Elliot Spitzer and Cuomo have to do with the media and banking? Why are you guys talking about that? That was New York values. And you're defending him saying, well, he wasn't meaning the first responders. He wasn't meaning the police. He was just saying New York values as far as Spitzer and Cuomo. And a matter of fact, those were Donald Trump's words. All Ted Cruz was doing was using Donald Trump's words from his Tim Russert interview. And he has New York values. And nobody except for us said, time out. That's not the full statement. As he said, New York values, banking, and the media were brought up. Donald Trump didn't talk to Tim Russert about New York values and say, well, you know, Tim, I have New York values. We're very pro-choice. We're pro-gay. And we run the banking and the media because we're all Jews. He didn't say that. Banking and media never came up, but they did when Ted Cruz talked about New York values. And everybody tried to, well, everybody did downplay it. Geraldo brought it up and got shot down by Bill O'Reilly. And Jeffrey Toobin brought it up on CNN. I mean, Wolf Blitzer didn't even bring it up. And Wolf Blitzer is Mr. Hardcore Jew. He's like my mom's in a concentration camp Jew. And Wolf never even brought it up. And you know he wanted to. You know he wanted to. Like I said, deep down inside, hell, not even the deep down. Well, it's deep down inside because they can't be overtly, like they can't be over the top pro Cruz anti-Trump, but they don't want Trump. I've said this before. They are terrified. Trump versus Hillary. Trump is the ultimate wild card. Listen, I talked about this before. Let me give you a little insight. And I've said this before, but let me say it again. My dad is the liberal of liberals who is voting for Trump. I talked to him again last night. I called him. I said, hey, look, we won big. Yeah, we won big. Yeah. And I go, and you guys, Rochester, you got, he goes, what are you talking about? We're it's all Republican up there. And I go, yeah, but go figure that they would vote for Trump. I figured they would vote for Cruz. Oh, are you kidding me, Rob? And he started naming off some of his friends' name, you know, Prietti and this and all these guys. They all voted for Trump. They even got the hats. They went out and got hats. They got those Trump hats. They wear them around. Started laughing. He goes, Rob, I don't see how he loses the general. This is my dad. This is my 78-year-old dad, Mr. Uber Liberal. Mr. Who was touched and emotional when Obama won. Oh, this is so great. He's so great. Yeah, okay. This is my 78-year-old Uber Liberal dad, Mr. Trump, 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 and all of his friends are Trump, Trump, Trump. I don't see how he loses the general. So he tells me, he goes, because you know how many people I know that are Democrats that said they're voting for Trump? Well, because I must have 15, 20 friends, people at the club, people I golf with. They all say they're voting Trump. And Rob, they're all Democrats. They all voted for Obama twice. They voted for Clinton. They're voting Trump. I mean, it's real. That's legit. So Cruz couldn't even win the matzo ball area. Couldn't even win. He couldn't even win. Ay, ay, ay. And now his new slogan, you guys. You know what his new slogan is? Yes, we will. I mean, I'm telling you, the guy is... Oh, God. He's so manufactured. He's so just fake. And I mean, seriously, he did a speech. Yeah, he did a couple things yesterday. Again, he did one rally in Philly where there's like 100 people. Another one where I think there was like 300 people. He started talking about Obama, saying, you know, Obama said, yes, we can. But I'm going to tell you, yes, we will. Yes, I mean, this kid, what is wrong with this guy? Seriously. What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? What is wrong with all of them? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, baby Jesus. You know, I want to pray to Jesus. I want to pray to Jesus. I know some of you are devout Catholics. I know some of you are evangelicals. I know some of you still listen. I know I make fun of religion sometimes, and that might turn you off. Oh, I shouldn't do that. I know you scream at me, you yell at me, and I'm sorry for that. I say it in good fun. I say it in good fun. I do say it in good fun. So, can we do a prayer now? Seriously, can we do a prayer now? Can we pray to Jesus? Can we pray to Jesus? Can we pray to God? Can we pray to Mother Mary? Can we pray? I don't want to wish death. I know that's wrong. I know that's wrong. I know I shouldn't pray to Jesus or God, and in some circles, they're one and the same. You know, I shouldn't pray to Joseph Smith, okay? Somebody's death, so I don't want to do that. What I do want to say or pray for is disfigurement. Would that work? Disfigurement? Can I pray for disfigurement? Not my disfigurement, but Cruz bots. Can I pray for their disfigurement? Not death. So they would still, they won't leave families, struggling. Although, some families would probably do a lot better without these Cruz bots in their lives. But let's not be extreme, okay? Can I pray for disfigurement? Can I? Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I'm asking you right now. Listen, not to interrupt my prayer. If Glenn Beck can do like the whole prayer thing on his show, and he does these pre-recorded prayer things and the music in the background, and if he could do it, we could do it here at the Rob Zicari Show, okay? We could do it here. So let me get back to this figurement prayer. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I love you very much. You are everything to me. You are my world. You are my inspiration. You are my hope. God, you are my everything. You are even more than Jesus because you created Jesus. So, of course, you're better than Jesus. Joseph Smith, even though you have a Fugazi name, I love you also. Not as much as Jesus, and definitely not as much as God, but you're still up there. You're in that in the heavenly area. I'm coming to you as a messenger, but I'm also coming to you asking for a favor. And that favor is, will you please disfigure all of the people that support Ted Cruz? Don't kill them. Don't maim them. Don't like make it where they can't work or feed their family or things like disfigure them. Just disfigure them with one of those growths that you see on Discovery Channel where the person has like a 32-pound tumor growing out of their head and it mushes down their face. And they kind of have to walk with their head sideways because the growth weighs so much. But don't make it cancerous. Don't make it kill them or anything like that. They just have a 30-pound growth. It's a disfigurement. It's uncomfortable for people to look at them. It's uncomfortable for them to exist in life because they have this growth weighing down their face. Or if that is too extreme, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, God, and Joseph Smith, how about if you make them hairy, like those children from Latin America that look like wolves? They're wolf kids. They're wolf boys. They have this disfigurement where they grow hair all over their body, their faces, their hands. They're wolf boys. They actually perform in freak show carnivals all over Latin America, and they come into the United States, and they're part of circus freak acts. Please, if the growth is too much, if you're sitting there and you're in heaven and you're hanging out and it's you, of course, I'm talking about Jesus. You're talking to your dad. You're talking to Joseph Smith. You're sitting around. Maybe you're playing cards. You're playing, who knows? And you're talking about, well, Rob wants disfigurement. We're thinking a growth. Maybe God says, no, the growth, the 20-pound growth is too much. We don't, you know, when you go, well, how about if we make them hairy? And, okay, let's do that. They're hairy. So then they make them hairy. Now, if that's too much, okay, let's say that disfigurement's too much. How about making them like a tree man? I've seen that also on Discovery Channel, where it's these crusty bark. It looked like bark. All these extra skin flaps that morphed into looking like bark, and they went on the hands, and the hands became bark hands, and they were bark bodies and bark faces, and they were tree people, and they had to get surgery to remove layers of this scaly, barky, fleshy stuff. Can we throw that on the cruise bot people and the Never Trump people, please? Please, can we give them bark bodies? So we have three things. We have non-cancerous 30-pound tumors on their faces. That's one. Two, hair face, hair bodies. They're engulfed with hair. Okay, that's disfigurement two. Disfigurement three, bark bodies. They got bark faces, bark feet. It's full of bark. That's disfigurement three. Or how about this one? Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, God and Joseph Smith. How about making them all have lobster hands and feet, like Lobster Boy? That would be the other disfigurement. They're lobster. There's a few million lobster people. If I see Dana Loesch, she's on TV, okay? She's talking to Megyn Kelly, all right? She's talking to Megyn Kelly, and she goes, "Hi, Megan," and Megan goes, "Well, hi, Dana," and then Dana pulls out her lobster hands and goes, "Look, I have lobster hands. I have lobster feet. I am lobster girl. I am Dana Loesch, the lobster pundit." Okay, and then she talks, and she's got her little lobster hands. Okay, how about that? Those are four choices: Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, God, and Joseph Smith. Okay, those are the four choices. Please, forever and ever, give Cruz bots and Never Trump people that disfigurement. Pick one. I don't care which one. Don't care which one, but please make them have that disfigurement forever and ever and ever. Amen. Holy Mother Mary of God, pray for our sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Holy Mary, or dear, okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Leave us not in temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen. Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord is with thee. Blessed art fruit of our womb, Jesus. Blessed art fruit of our womb, Mother. May the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mwah. Thank you, Jesus. Make that happen.